Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. I'm joined right now live via Zoom by a fine guest. We welcome back Sarah Godlewski. She is the current Wisconsin State Treasurer, and she's running for U.S. Senate, hoping to oppose Ron Johnson. Got to win the primary first. Sarah, welcome back to the big show.
Well, happy new year, Mike. It's great to be here, but on a very interesting day as we think about January 6th.
Well, and the U.S. Senator that you'd like to oppose, presuming you win the primary, Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is something of he's a climate change denier, and he's a January 6th denier of sorts. What is Ron's history, and what do you interpret Ron's opinion on this whole January 6th, Sarah?
I mean, to me, I just get so worried about his continuing peddling junk information when it comes to January 6th. I mean, Mike, we all saw what happened. I don't know if you remember, but I remember on January 6th, a friend was calling me. I was getting all these text messages and they're like, are you turning on your TV? Have you seen what's going on? And I remember I turned on my television and I at first thought it was some sort of movie. And then I'm like, no, these are American citizens that are attacking our Capitol. And oh, by the way, which literally 5 officers died and over 140 police officers were injured. And Ron Johnson's in saying it's a peaceful protest. And there were people who love this country. I mean, I don't think people who love this country overturn the will of Americans. And so it to me is really frightening because as you and I both know, Mike, Wisconsin has a history of McCarthyism and it haunts us to this day. And we look and it's exactly what's happening now in our generation with Ron Johnson.
Sarah, you may know that Ron Johnson used to appear on the show with some frequency. And once upon a time, he would always push back against Donald Trump. You'd always say, well, you know, I don't like how he tweets and I don't support a lot of what he does, but you know, he's my president. He's in the same party, but that changed somewhere along the line. And he became fully Trump embracive. I mean, he was up to his eyeballs in the first impeachment. He was Trump's emissary to the Ukraine to go see Zelensky. And then he turned around, of course, and voted to acquit him. And after the January 6th, Ron voted to acquit again. And, you know, he's playing a little coy whether he's running for re-election. But every indication to me, Sarah, is he thinks unless he is the craziest possible candidate, he is not going to be appealing to the Trumpsters. Well, I don't know how we govern a nation from the French.
Yeah, I mean, I think to your point, it is clear he is literally Donald Trump's like mini Trump. I mean, it's even so bad, Mike, where he also was kicked off of Twitter for his disinformation bans about, you know, it was like he was working for Big Pharma and also working with Donald Trump to peddle like hydrochloroquine and ivermectin as actual solutions to fight COVID. I mean, we're not even talking about democracy. When Ron Johnson opens his mouth, he literally is killing people and questioning the vaccine and questioning science. I mean, This is some really, really scary stuff that we are talking about. And it is a very different Ron Johnson 1.0 that I think Wisconsinites voted for. And now they're seeing this Ron Johnson 2.0, who quite frankly is in the pocket of Donald Trump.
Well, Sarah, you do have to give Ron credit. Always has fresh Listerine breath. I mean, he was out advocating Listerine as a solution to COVID. And you mentioned ivermectin. I mean, the guy was having congressional hearings, senatorial committee hearings on hydroxychloroquine and horse paste. Sarah, he has become one of the greatest sources of misinformation. And I see articles, I don't know if it was at the Washington Post or Politico, they say even Republicans roll their eyes at this guy, but apparently they think he's their best hope to hold the seat in Wisconsin. And it's a 50-50 Senate. Every seat matters to both parties. Sarah, are you the right candidate to beat him?
Well, I think right now, to be quite frank, the question is yes, Mike. And I think part of that is Wisconsinites don't want someone who's talking about Listerine and ivermectin and hydrochloroquine. Wisconsinites want someone who's going to work to make their life better. Like, who's in the fight against special interests? who's going to get the job done for them? Because right now they've got a guy who's peddling disinformation and would rather spend January 4th in Russia than actually in Wisconsin celebrating our country's history. And so to me, it comes down to, we have to talk about kitchen table issues that are keeping Wisconsinites up at night, whether we are looking at climate change, to looking at quality jobs and raising the minimum wage, to healthcare, because I've been talking to folks and they're skipping their prescription drug pills here in Wisconsin, not because they want to, because they can't afford it. And Ron Johnson is in the pocket of Big Pharma. I mean, he wasn't up there saying Medicare needs to start negotiating our drug prices so we can actually afford these things. He was in the pocket of Big Pharma saying that these things are fine. And I think Wisconsinites are just like, enough is enough. And they want somebody who has a proven record of getting things done. And that's exactly why I'm in this race, is because I believe Wisconsinites deserve that. And I'm going to fight like hell in the U.S. Senate for them.
Sarah Godlewski, a fine U.S. senatorial candidate, hoping to oppose Ron Johnson. And Ron Johnson beat Russ Feingold in 2016 in no small part by holding a U.S. Supreme Court justice seat hostage. They failed to have any confirmation hearings on Merrick Garland, and they stole the seat. And now abortion is an issue before the court, and we all know, or at least we think we read the tea leaves. Sarah, we're running short on time, but if Roe v. Wade is overturned, will that turn this electoral midterms on its ear?
I mean, let's be honest. In Wisconsin, if Roe's overturned, anyone who has an abortion in our state will be criminalized. I mean, there are no exceptions for even rape and incest. And so we've got to make sure abortion is no longer an afterthought. And we are getting this done and making it the law of the land, because quite frankly, our families deserve reproductive freedom and reproductive justice.
Emily's List, one of the big organizations supporting your campaign. If our listeners want to support your campaign, Sarah, where do they go online?
They can visit Sarah with an H for Wisconsin.com. Again, that's Sarah for Wisconsin.com.
Sarah Godlewski, she is currently Wisconsin State Treasurer. We met her back when she was running for that role. She's currently running for the U.S. Senate race to oppose Ron Johnson. You're doing the right thing, sister. Appreciate you coming around. Have a happy January 6th.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. It's always good to be with you.
Thank you, Sarah. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
There's a good chance I may have committed some light